A man named Terrence lost his job after 22 years. At church, someone said, "Well, at least you have more time with your family." Another person said, "God must have something better." Someone else said, "Try to stay positive." They meant well. But Terrence felt invisible. He was not only worried about income, he felt embarrassed, angry, rejected, and afraid. He wondered whether he had wasted years of his life. He dreaded telling his children that money would be tight. The comments pointed toward possible grace, but they skipped his grief. That is what leaders must avoid. Christian gratitude discernment does not force people to see the bright side. It helps people notice grace without denying shadows. The Bible gives us both thanksgiving and lament. Psalm 13 begins with, "How long, Yahweh? Will you forget me forever?" But the same psalm ends with trust in God's loving kindness. That is not shallow positivity. That is honest faith. Gratitude eyes must be trained in truth. A leader should not say, "At least it is not worse." You should be thankful. Everything happens for a reason. Look on the bright side. A wiser leader might say, "That loss sounds heavy. What part of this hurts the most?" Would it be helpful to talk about where grace may still be present without pretending this is easy? Is there one mercy you can name today? Ministry Sciences observes that minimizing pain can damage trust. Trauma-informed care warns against rushing people into meaning-making before they have had space to name what happened. Pastoral care teaches that presence and lament often come before interpretation. The gospel gives courage for this kind of honesty. Christ does not require fake smiles. He carried sorrow, he wept, he entered death, and he rose. Because of Jesus, Christian hope does not need denial. What helps? Name the shadow first when needed. Ask permission before gratitude questions. Let the person use honest words. Look for small, concrete graces. What harms? Cheerleading. Comparison. Spiritual cliches. Treating sadness as unbelief. Using gratitude to silence lament. Gratitude eyes are not blind to darkness. They are trained to see God's grace even while telling the truth about darkness. Sometimes a leader's best sentence is, "This is painful, and we do not have to pretend otherwise." Then later, when trust is present, the leader may ask, "Is there any grace here that you can honestly name?" That is gratitude without denial. That is hope without pressure. That is seeing grace and truth together.